Blog Talk Radio.
Do you realize
how blessed
have you
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We strongly encourage you to invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, regardless of where you might be, Detroit, Florida, California, wherever you're right here in Atlanta. We're just so glad down in Savannah. Hadn't heard from Savannah in a while. We're just so glad to have each one of you on the program for today. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. The trees are just turning, probably if you're in the Carolinas, South and North Carolina, places like that, even up in North Georgia, you'll begin to see that the leaves are just turning so beautiful red, and it's a little bit late, but they're coming around. So we hope that you're starting your morning off pretty good this morning. I know some of you just barely making it, but at least you're making it. See, that's the thing. You know, they said something about the government, the wheels turn slow. That is true, but they do turn. And so as you get up this morning, as we used to say, as the world turns, these are the days of our lives. And so we just want to let you know that as long as you, as they would say, above ground, you got an opportunity to make this one of the most beautiful days in the entire world. Well, this morning I want to talk to you a little bit about being joyous. But that word carries another phrase with it, is that sometimes you're so busy putting out fires that you just can't be happy and joyous all the time. That's why you have to learn to do two or three things more than one thing at a time. Because you're over here on one hand when things are going pretty good, and on the other hand, things are just falling all to pieces. And some kind of way you got to be like they do in the circus. You got to learn how to juggle some things. That is just life. You got to learn how to juggle. If you ever seen them juggling them four or five or six balls at a fair, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And then you got to be versatile. In this life you got to be versatile. Don't focus on one thing that's carrying you down all day long. Don't focus on one thing that's disappointing you all day long. Don't focus on one thing that you know that's really out of your control, so to speak. And don't focus on everybody else's business but yours. That will take you down quicker than anything. I don't know why she got that car. I know she can't afford that payment on it and everything, and look like they're struggling over there. You know, that might be a good passing thought, but don't just stay right there on that thought, because next thing you know, unconsciously, your life will sort of blend in with that. See, that's one thing we don't understand about life. Sometimes life is a blending life. And then you wonder how did I get caught up in that? That's because that's the way life is. Life is a smooth blend sometimes. You don't think that you're going to be caught up in it, but the next thing you know, you're caught up in it. And so as we go through life, I know you can have a few little joys along the way, but learn how to juggle and learn how to put your priorities. Some of our priorities are just slapped in the wrong place. And so the Bible talks quite a bit about joy, although I know that Jesus, the Son of God, was constantly putting out fires, even though he was the Son of God, even though he is the Bible, even though he is who is our example. But it seemed like every time he would take two steps forward, he'd fall three steps back. not with the people on the outside, but with the people on the inside, with his own disciples sometimes. On his own disciples sometimes would try to trip him up like Judas and everything. And Judas hung in there with him, though. Until Judas hung himself, boy, no pun intended. He hung in there with him. And that's what Judas did. But Jesus kept going forward. Jesus kept going forward, kept going forward. Even when he had to go in Gethsemane and pray, and even when he had to get in the ship and go on the other side, and even when other people sought his life, he did not stop his ultimate goal. And so that's what I'm saying today about you. Don't focus on one thing that's going to carry you down the whole day. Focus on it. Put it in its place. But go ahead and do some other things, some other positive things. In John 10 and verse number 10, here's what the Bible says in John 10 and verse number 10. He says, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." If you are really, really, really struggling and things just going south on you all the time, you're probably living beneath your Christian duties and your Christian responsibility. God wants you, that's what that pastor said, he wants to give us life and he wants us to have it more abundantly. But listen to what he says, "But the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy." These are some of your closest friends. These are some of the people that you've known for a long while. Every time that you have been hurt, it has not been because of somebody you did not know. So most of the time the hurt comes from somebody right in your family, right in your relationship, right around you all of the time. That's where most of the hurt come from, is people that you know. And that's the way it was with Jesus. But I want to encourage you some kind of way, pull yourself up by your bootstrap this morning and find some joy in this day. I knew a guy not too long ago. He just complained about everything. He was talking, it's too hot. You ain't got no air conditioning? You turn the air conditioning up as high as it can go. Then later on he said, "Can you turn that air conditioning down?" You ain't nowhere in the world. Then there's just a lot of comments that come out of his mouth that's just negative all of the time. And you might be one of them people. You might be one of the people when you pull up to a store. "Oh, I bet that line is so long, you won't be able to get out of that store." You have already set your destiny for that particular day. You go to a restaurant and you see people going in and out. Some of them sitting out there in the chair and everything. You're like, "Lord have mercy, I bet this is going to be a 45-minute wait." And you get inside, ain't nobody inside. These people have already been in and then come out. You have already set that dinner to be negative when you make that comment. You don't know, and you just talk. And sometimes we just do that. Our mouth just be flapping for no reason at all. And we set ourselves up. You pull up to the bank and you got a lot of cars. I do this sometimes. I pull up to the bank and there's a lot of cars in the parking lot. And you think, "Oh Lord, this line gonna be so long." Then when you get in there, you find out that all the cars in the parking lot belong to the people who work in there, not the people who are trying to get some services. And there ain't nobody in the line. You can walk right on up. You just walk right on up to the counter. So stop setting yourself up for failure. Stop setting yourself up for disappointment. Stop setting yourself up for hurt. Most of the hurt that you inflict, you inflict on yourself. Self-inflicted wound. Matter of fact, you hear that on news most of the time. He accidentally shot himself. Yeah. Why are you pointing the gun at your head in the first place? That ain't no accident. Why are you pointing the gun at your feet? That ain't no accident. Why are you trying to look down the barrel of the gun? You know something in there. So most of the affliction that you got probably ain't got nothing to do with me. Probably ain't got nothing to do with nobody else around you. But what you need to do is when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're trying to fix your hair and you got one eyelash and it ain't right, it's about to fall off, everything like that, take a real good look at yourself and see, are you inflicting some self-inflicted wounds on your own self? So God wants us, he said, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy." He said, "But I am come that thou may have his life and that you might have it more abundantly." The kingdom of God is joy. I don't know why we're not as happy as we should be when we go to church. Are you coming to church more and enjoying it less? That's the question you got to ask. Are you coming to church regularly and you enjoying it less? But are you coming to church in spite of whatever else is going on in the church, but you're just not happy? You're just not happy. You need to find some happiness, and that church ought to produce some happiness. The kingdom of God is a happiness. In Acts chapter 8 and verse number 39, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." When we go to worship and when we leave worship, we ought to be rejoicing, not dealing with issues and situations and circumstances and people. And I'm just surprised how long we've been in the church and just have not grown up. I am totally shocked how long we've been in the body of Christ, the church of Christ, and we've got more issues than anybody on the face of the earth. Quit looking at the denominations as if they're going to be lost and die and go to hell and everything because they got their instruments in the church and because they got this and they don't baptize for remission of sin. Get past that. You need to work on your own issues in the church of Christ so we can be saved. Oh, yeah, we're going to be looking, unfortunately, a lot of us are going to be looking at some Baptists in their face when we leave this life. Oh, yeah, yeah, we are. What we need to do is to some kind of way get past our own issues so that we can enjoy some joy in the gospel of Christ, so that we can have joy when we come to worship, so that we can, when we come to worship, we look forward to seeing each other, not each other's issues. Well, there she go. Here she come again. We need to find some joy. Let's fix it. Let's fix it. Get right, church, and let's go home. Let's fix our own self. We spend too much time trying to fix everybody else's problem, everybody else's self. Lord have mercy, if we could just fix our own congregation, if we could only fix Central, if we could only move forward, keep taking two steps forward and going three steps backwards. We got to get past that thing that all the Bible that's in us, we would do better. With all the Bible teaching that has been put in us, it seemed like we would do better. But we ain't doing no better than the rank sinner standing on the corner. We're not doing any better than people who don't go to church at all. We're not doing any better who people don't even believe in the Bible. With all the Bible teaching and everything that we're getting, we ought to be further down the road with joy and with happiness and with contentment. And the church ought to be just bubbling over. But we got to get past ourselves. Am I fussing? Well, you know that Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And, Father, we do appreciate what you've done for us, what you're doing for us, and what you're going to do for us in the future. Let each one of us get this desire to have joy and get this desire. What we learn, use it. What we learn, let it cause us to grow. I know that Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I hope you do have a super duper week.